Now, the State Assembly and Senate gaveled in a special legislative session on police reform this afternoon. They gaveled in, but only a few lawmakers were there, and both chambers are officially in recess until Thursday. Even then, it's unlikely they'll return for votes anytime soon. Governor Evers called for the session after Kenosha police shot Jacob Blake. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, good to talk with you again.
Hey, Keely.
What actually happened in the state capitol today?
So what happened is right around noon in both chambers of the legislature, you had somebody in each chamber basically gaveling in, gaveling out. And so, you know, what does that mean? In previous special sessions, what we've seen when they gavel in, gavel out is that they officially open a special session called by Governor Evers and they gavel out and close it, you know, and essentially close the books on it. They didn't quite go that far this time. They gaveled it in, they officially opened it, and then they recessed it, as you mentioned in the introduction there. So it's still technically open, but is anybody meeting here? Do we expect them to meet here in the next few days? We do not.
So how did Democrats respond to today's gavel in, gavel out?
They had a press conference before the session started, gathered outside the Capitol, and a number of members of the Legislative Black Caucus spoke. I mean, they were pretty harsh on Republicans, essentially saying that, you know, we don't need like a study committee now to see that there's a problem in our community. We know there's a problem. These bills have been out there for a while now. We've had time to act on them. And so, you know, essentially the time for saying we need more time is over and that there should be an urgency and that legislature should do its job, in their words.
And what did Republicans have to say about their actions?
Well, I mean, most Republicans were not here today. In the Senate, the session was gaveled by the Senate chief clerk, who's just an employee of the Senate as a body. He's not a partisan official. So he, you know, nobody was speaking for the senators when it came to, you know, Republican senators, that is. In the Assembly, you did have two lawmakers there. Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke was one of them. And Steinke essentially said when he was asked, you know, why not gather here today for, you know, people who think you should, why aren't you? And he said that's not the way that the process works, that now that these have been introduced, they'll be considered. They'll be among a number of issues considered by a task force that's been convened by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. And he hopes to have some kind of a legislative package out of that task force ready by early next year when the regular legislature is scheduled to convene.
Sean, let's take a moment to define the terms. What exactly is a special session?
Special session is just something, it's a power that a governor has to convene the legislature. He can't force them all to come back, but he can force them to come in and, you know, bang a gavel on the date and time that he sets in the special session. So, you know, if he had a more cooperative legislature, it could be a way for him to bring them back at a time when they're normally out of session, which is now. You know, the legislature would typically not be at the Capitol right now, but, you know, they could, in theory, heed a call for a special session. So, you know, it's a power that the governor has. The legislature can do it, too. They can come back in what's called an extraordinary session when their leaders, you know, decide to come back. That's what they did during the, you know, the lame duck session of a couple years ago when they came back to strip powers from the governor's office before Evers took office. So this is just the governor's way of trying to do the same thing.
And we're talking about this back and forth between a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature, which is what we have now. This kind of thing has happened before these leaders have, you know, been the ones making these decisions. It's happened before.
Yeah, I mean, I think a special session, even when it was Governor Walker, he would at times call a special session and they would kind of officially convene it and wouldn't necessarily act right away. But they would not be, I would say that I never saw Republican lawmakers ignore completely a special session called by by Governor Walker. That is something that they have done with Governor Evers on other issues. I think, you know, the one that's most recent was the governor's attempt to delay the April 7th election. That was one where they did come in, gavel out, they're done. And that was all they had with that one.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief, and we're talking about today's special session, what that actually means and how we should think about it as people who live here in Wisconsin. Sean, you've mentioned that the governor wanted lawmakers to take up this package of bills that he introduced in June after the death of George Floyd, killed by a Minneapolis police officer. It wasn't just Evers and Democratic lawmakers saying Republicans should work on those bills. The Milwaukee Bucks got involved, too.
They did. Yeah. I mean, we've never seen this before where a professional sports team, especially one on a playoff run, decides that in order to make a statement, they weren't going to play. I mean, they were prepared to forfeit a playoff game in order to call attention to, you know, this special session. They did come back and play. They won that playoff series that they, you know, sat out. And, you know, they were heartened by their protests spreading to other teams and other leagues. You know, you saw a lot of teams decide that they were going to not play for a day or not practice for a day in order to bring attention to this issue. But, you know, they were disappointed that it didn't lead to, you know, the result that they wanted, which is votes on these bills.
So we know that Governor Evers has some proposals. We know that Republicans are considering other measures. Are Democrats and Republicans on the same page of any of the ideas that they've floated so far?
You know, there may be potentially some overlap with Republican Senator Van Wongard on some of his proposals, but I would say they were pretty far apart on others. You know, like, for example, you know, one of Wongard's proposals would for communities that reduce funding to police, which has been kind of a recurring call you've heard from Black Lives Matter protesters. His proposal would reduce state funding to those communities. So in essence, if they defund police, the state would defund them. That is far from what the governor is talking about doing. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who is running for Congress, also talked about wanting to see some kind of a legislation that would lead to enhanced penalties for people who commit violence against police. You know, again, it's not the type of bill that you're seeing introduced from Governor Evers. Evers' proposals include a ban. They would ban police use of chokeholds. They would ban police use of no-knock warrants, create a civil penalty for racial profiling, establish statewide use of force standards for all police agencies, require officers to complete training on use of force options and de-escalation techniques every year. We require the Department of Justice to collect demographic information on the use of force incidents and publish annual reports. So, I mean, that's the type of bill that Governor Evers is talking about. It's not necessarily the type of bill that Republicans are completely on board with.
How realistic is it for us to expect anything to happen before November's election?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to share this little anecdote with you. I have not been at the Capitol much this year. You know, we've been working from home at most other people at Wisconsin Public Radio. And so this is the first time I had seen the Wisconsin Assembly Chambers in a few months. And they're covered with scaffolding right now, you know. So this, they're not getting ready to like come into a special session. It's basically scaffolding from floor to ceiling as they do work on the top of the assembly chamber. It's not to say that they couldn't meet somewhere else or meet over Zoom, as you know, they showed they can capably do earlier this year when they talked about some coronavirus legislation. But I think that kind of sends a symbolic point on where they're at, and they're not giving any indication at all that they are going to come back this year to vote on the governor's bills.
Sean, we know there's a lot here. Thanks for being up on it and reporting on it, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Keely.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief. We talked with him about the special legislative session on police reform. Republicans who control the Wisconsin legislature bypassed Governor Tony Evers' call for a special session on police training and policies today.